The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast right here on MoneyWeb. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers and entrepreneurs in the country's expansive property industry. SA Corporate Real Estate Fund is one of the oldest JSE-listed property counters. It originated out of Durban over 30 years back, and its head office was based there at one stage. It moved its head office to Cape Town when Old Mutual took over Marriott Property around 2005, and obviously Old Mutual became a major shareholder at the time. But SA Corporate has always had most of its property assets in Gauteng and KZN, and a few years ago moved its head office to Johannesburg. It has also been a tumultuous period for the company before COVID with a couple of board spats, but that's all history and water under the bridge, and the fun has come through it all, even fending off possible takeovers. And in 2023, did a takeover of its own, JSE-listed residential REIT Into Place Properties in a billion-rand deal. The group brought out its results for the financial year ended 31 December 2024 in mid-March. On this latest episode, we speak to SA Corporate CEO Rory Mackey about the group, in particular its push into the multifamily residential market with its acquisition of Into Place. Welcome to the Property Pod, Rory. It's your first time on the podcast.
Yes, it is indeed, Seren, and thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you.
As mentioned in my intro, SA Corporate brought out its latest results earlier this month. We'll get into the results in a moment. But what stood out for me at the results presentation, which I attended at the JSC, unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to write a story, hence you being on the podcast. You talked about Into Place, the residential acquisition, working out pretty well for the groups. Can you share some insight on that?
Yes, certainly, Suren. Into Place has been a great investment for us. It obviously allowed us to scale up our residential portfolio, which is a significant part of our strategy. But I think more importantly was that for the first full year since the acquisition, the net property income from Into Place is 13.5% greater than what we forecast in the acquisition model. Now, the success of a residential rental property portfolio is really all about the effectiveness of the property management platform. And clearly, this result is testament to the competence of the AFCO property management team. It's now a team of 350 people, Siren.
So you're pretty happy with the deal because you got it at a sizable discount.
Yes, it was an opportunity for us. I think if you go back during COVID, we realized that with stimulus, there was an opportunity to divest from our non-core portfolio at full value. And these were assets that were non-core to our strategy at that time and placed us in a position then thereafter as inflation started to rise, as we anticipated, and particularly some of the sector trading at a deep discount, and particularly Into Place at a really deep discount to NAV, allowed us to really get it at very good pricing. And also that, you know, Into Place has had the benefit of now being managed by a residential-focused team, and also having the scale so we can look towards refining the portfolio easier than when it was subscale.
Let's talk a little bit about that. There's been and continues to be a lot of work on Into Place, even though the portfolio is performing so well, and that's in relation to selling some of its non-core properties, in addition to SA Corporate's non-core properties as well. How is that going? And perhaps you want to share why you're selling and what's the scale of the sales, because you mentioned quite a big figure during the presentation.
Yes, I think, Siren, you're referring to our apartment sales. So obviously, we've got a core portfolio of Indue Place that's going towards the core residential portfolio in which we're looking to raise capital. But what you're referring to is in excess of 3,400 apartment sales. They're currently valued at 1.165 billion. Now, in the last 2 months of this year, last year, and then the last 2 months of this year, we've sold about 580 apartments for over 250 million. And I think what's important and impressive is we sold it at exit yields of 8% and below. So a real unlock of value. But this is really a very important activity now, exceeding 1 billion. And we anticipate that rate of sales to increase. We've done a lot of work in making enhancements to our sales capability. Those include recruiting the best sales manager we could find in the industry who's got 23 years experience. We've increased the sales team, all of whom are incentivized to 35. And we've done a lot on the systems and platform. We've formulated a state-of-the-art online sales process. And we utilize AI-optimized social media marketing to market these apartments. Now, what makes us unique compared to developers of new product is that we can really effectively target first home finance subsidy buyers because they benefit in particular from the low historical cost of homes sold by AFCO. Now, that subsidy generally represents 30% or even more of the purchase price. So through this process, you know, we're going to unlock half a billion rand from these sales in the next 3 years. And obviously, we're leveraging once again off that discount to book some 29% on property value that we realized in the Indue Place transaction. And then, as I said, at the exit yields that we're talking about, we can sell at least at a 15% premium into the retail market. So a great opportunity for us to unlock value.
Well, you also, we'll get to interest rates in a bit, but you're also going into buyer's market somewhat, or rather seller's market with the interest rates decision. But Rory, tell us, why is SA Corporate buying into the so-called multifamily residential investment case? It's quite popular in the US. There's a new association established in South Africa, but from a listed perspective, SA Corporate is one of the maybe a couple of players in the space.
Yes, well, Siren, you know, we actually started this journey now 10 years ago with the acquisition of AFCO. Now, at the time, we identified the need for large-scale, affordable residential property and a supply of that. And furthermore, that the residential rental property offered a consistent and long-term income for investors. Now, this is particularly due to the diversification of many tenants. In our case now, it's more than 16,000. And I think then also we foresaw the rapid urbanization. There's obviously a growing middle class in South Africa, consumer affordability issues, and decreasing household sizes. And I think also the slow delivery of new housing supply. All of this supported the residential rental property class. Now, you know, you mentioned what is the situation globally, and in the US, you're right, multifamily represents over 11% of the REIT sector. Where it's even bigger is in Europe. In Europe, the European REIT market, multifamily residential makes up approximately 30% of the market, in fact, quadrupled in the last decade. So, you know, there's a great opportunity in South Africa. It represents less than 2% of the REIT market in South Africa. So it's a great opportunity. But I think where it's really gathered momentum is, and the support for it, is really since COVID-19 and the pandemic, where unfortunately, there is a negative impact on traditional property, such as offices and somewhat also with retail. That's accelerated due to the impact of e-commerce, which clearly has eroded some of that growth. Now, against that backdrop, residential rental property is really very defensive. And moreover, it offers a property class that is less correlated to these others. So offers an opportunity for investors to often in another defensive property class that really can support the well-being and social situation of South Africans.
Just one last question on that sector, because SA Corporate is a diversified REIT. How big is your residential overall, including the Indloo Place portfolio, in terms of SA Corporate? What percentages does residential represent in the company?
So residential now represents 40% of SA Corporate South African portfolio. Now, as I did mention earlier, we are looking to raise capital, and that capital is potentially going to come into what we refer to as an unlisted fund. It's really impact investors looking for social responsible investment. And that will then dilute the proportion of residential property in SA Corporate's portfolio, but also provides us an opportunity then to continue investing in it and maintaining a similar order as the total to grow that residential portfolio, which is what we are seeking to do.
Now, from a broader results perspective, where there are other highlights and possibly lowlights for SA Corporate in terms of the overall results, as I mentioned, besides residential, the fund is still invested in retail and logistics / warehousing, but it exited office a few years ago.
Yes, so Siren, we were very fortunate to have a very favorable year. Again, both the other two sectors in which we invested are particularly focused on being defensive and, for that matter, growth sectors. So in respect of our retail portfolio, we specialize in convenience-orientated shopping centers, and those are known to be defensive. We really had strong above-inflation trading density growth, and we achieved like-for-like net property increase in the year of 5.5%. Then the other pillar of our portfolio is obviously our logistics portfolio and warehouses focused on logistics. Once again this year, this portfolio is well-placed and established nodes. We once again had zero vacancy, and we generated a like-for-like net property income of 7.2% of some very robust escalations.
And what are your expectations for the year ahead, guidance-wise? And I mentioned bundling this all in one question, but I mentioned lower interest rates. That will help most REITs with the lower cost of debt, depending on when you sign those, your debt. But also from a transfer duty side, I think it was FNB Wealth that even cited SA Corporate after the budget recently, saying that it could benefit from National Treasury upping the transfer duty threshold to just over 1.2 million rand, which could effectively boost sale activity in your residential side.
Yes, that is Siren. That is correct, Siren. Siren, I think the interesting thing about residential portfolios is these multiple levers that you can pull. So clearly the core portfolio is a rental portfolio, but as we've discussed, the opportunity also exists to sell off over time as one is doing acquisitions, retail apartments into the retail market at strong premiums. And clearly with the transfer duty threshold increase, that is going to assist, and that obviously is not going to hit the bottom line in terms of distribution growth immediately, but it once again sits provides a platform for growth. But overall, our portfolio continues to perform well, and that's across the board in our retail portfolio. Again, focus on convenience orientated shopping centers, and we've done a lot of revitalization of those centers. We rebuilt Springfield Value Center after the July 21 riots, and we've had trading density growing over 24% for the last 24 months. We've got ShopRite coming into that center. Musgrave also gone through a redevelopment, bringing in Checkers Fresh X and all of the other associated brands. Since that redevelopment, it's had trading density growth of in excess of 28%. Got Coachman's Crossing, also did a refurbishment, brought in Woolworths and various other convenience stores. That trading density increases over 59%. And then Montana Crossing, we've done improvements to vast improvements to the access of the major arterial there, also bringing in Checkers Fresh X and Roots Butchery. And while we're not going to experience this year in 26, we've got a revenue growth of over 25%. So all of that is supportive from our retail portfolio, our logistics portfolio, strong escalations, reversions, probably around 3.5%, which is, you know, a couple of years ago, those were negative. And then, you know, as AFCO's consistently performed as our best performing portfolio. And so, yes, once again, this year we expect strong above inflationary distribution growth.
Rory, I have to ask, we have a few minutes. I'm going to cut it off at around 20 minutes. But Castleview Property Fund recently invested like 130 plus million rand directly, but it also had a indirect investment into SA Corporate. It's interesting because Castleview is a major shareholder in Emira. What's your comments around this?
Well, you know, we always welcome new investors, clearly, and it's great to welcome Castleview as an investor of ours. What is important is for the sector to have the required diversification and liquidity. And so obviously we're going to work to ensure that going forward. But we certainly welcome Castleview. I think we are fortunate that we've got a very strong investor base that will ensure that we maintain a high degree of liquidity going forward.
Rory, I appreciate your time on the podcast. That was SA Corporate Real Estate Fund CEO Rory Mackie.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The
Property Pod. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.